The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Now we have 7 after the hour. I say that at the beginning of every hour. I'm very consistent when it comes to that. I'm very consistent telling you that I'm Doug Steffen. I'm consistent telling you this is the Good Day program. I'm consistent telling you about my friends, who include Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. We'll actually be joined by Kimberly Offutt, who is focused on Mother's Day in a matter of moments. Mother's Day coming up very quickly. I don't forget about Mother's Day. You certainly am. You're one of the most thoughtful people that I know, Jennifer. So I'm sure you've already planned your Mother's Day experience, have you?
I did, yeah. Well, you know, I always talk to my mom first because I think the worst thing is when you do something for someone that they don't really want to do. Mm-hmm. And my mom tends to be very low-key, and so I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to plan something elaborate that she would hate. So basically, I think we'll probably go to the movies on Saturday night. She wants to see something, and then maybe on Mother's Day we're going to do a little massage, maybe a pedicure, and maybe brunch. So it'll be sort of just relaxing, but something she wants to do.
Yeah. Kara, what about you for Mother's Day? Nothing.
I am here. Well,
what?
Apparently she has no plan.
Mother.
Right. I was on the phone. I was born on Mother's Day, actually.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Kara!
So
Happy birthday.
My birthday's on the 10th, so it's a couple days after this year. But, I feel the same way. My mom is very low-key as well. So me and one of my sisters, whose birthday is actually a couple days before Mother's Day, we're going to go home, and we all got cards for my mom. We're probably just going to spend a couple hours with her, hang out, do whatever she wants to do, and eat some cake. So
me and my mother. Okay, so I thought it would be interesting as a way to jump off into something we don't much think about on Mother's Day. In a moment, I said Kimberly Offutt was going to be here. I want to talk to her. She is involved in making foster mothers a part of the focus on Mother's Day. And I think it's a great idea. Who would have thought about foster mothers? But they are important. Fostering is very important now in our society. So we'll meet her in a few moments. Meanwhile, a couple of items from the Facebook department. Profits up 200%. They have made, so far this year, Jennifer, $1.5 billion.
Whoa.
They have 1.65 billion users. They have gone, their earnings are up $1 billion since last year at this time. So look for that stock, woo-wee, to go to the moon. Now, wouldn't you like to have had this information yesterday?
But guess what?
Yeah, right. All right, so there's also something floating around because Zuckerberg has denounced Donald Trump. And so there was a report that Facebook employees asked in an internal message board whether Facebook has the responsibility to try to stop Donald Trump. The verbatim question from the message board is, quote, "What responsibility does Facebook have to help prevent President Trump?" Zuckerberg did not answer. There was a larger and kind of scary question.
Do we think Facebook does have a responsibility to predict political elections? Because I don't think so.
More importantly, do they have the power to prevent President Trump? Look at all the things that Facebook has been responsible for in the Middle East. The political action of people in various countries has been it's been simplified by the use of Facebook messaging back and forth. And with all these active users, a lot of people, could it swing an election? I think it's food for thought, if nothing else. I would have a problem with that, but yet it's there. I've said use social media. I'm a protester. I'm an anarchist. I want to use whatever means are necessary that are not violent to change our country and change the world. Well, so the people that are listening could say the same thing. All right, Doug, you said you'd use it. And then, you know, Facebook could, if they don't like it, the people that are running it, they could use it to go after Trump in a number of ways. So is this the new world order?
I had heard that someone was trying to recruit Zuckerberg and Bloomberg to get together to form a third party candidate that would be backed by Facebook and funded by Michael Bloomberg.
I didn't hear that one. That's a very interesting story in and of itself. Wow. All right, let's pause for a moment and then come back and focus on National Foster Mother's Day. Foster parents and Mother's Day and foster mothers, a concept you may not have thought about. We'll delve into that in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. When you think of all the things you'll spend money on this month, where could you cut back if you wanted to save money? There's the home payment or rent, maybe a car payment, groceries, lawsuits. What? You don't have a line in your budget for lawsuits? Well, if you pay taxes, you're paying a lot for lawsuits, even if you've never been sued. I thought about this when reading an article about how much local governments pay when they're sued. Officials in New York City's law department just announced that the city will spend a record $746 million to settle lawsuits next year. Unfortunately, spending on lawsuits is rising in cities and counties throughout the country. But government officials don't pay the tab for these lawsuits. We all do, as taxpayers. Let's be fair. Eliminating lawsuit abuse will save money for important things like police and fire protection. But it also means we won't have to cut back on other things that we need each month like groceries and transportation. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
14 after the hour here on Good Day. All right, so let's delve into, Jennifer, this concept of a National Foster Mother's Day. Kimberly Offutt is the National Foster Care Adoption Director for Bethany Christian Services. She is from Michigan State University, been involved in the foster care world for a number of years as a trainer and licensor. And someone, I'm trying to figure out, Kimberly, whether you've actually adopted children. Do I see something here that would suggest that you adopted older children, or am I reading that wrong?
You are right on time. I fostered, my husband and I both fostered and adopted older kids.
All right, so what's the, there was a story earlier this week about a child who ran a fundraiser. I'm just kind of reaching back into my mind. To get money because he wanted to be adopted by his foster mother. She didn't have the money, so he ran a fundraiser and got the money so that he could get, you know, because it's expensive to adopt a child. When you've done it, moving from foster care to regular adoption, how often, how much have you done that, Kimberly?
How much have I?
How many children did you adopt that you had fostered first?
Four kids we actually adopted. We fostered 10.
Really? So is it an expensive proposition to do that? I've heard a number of different stories from different people, depending on where you go to adopt a child, that it can be expensive. And so I just wondered how that worked out for you.
You know, it's really very little cost to adopt a child from the foster care system. Mm-hmm. Most states cover that cost for families. So I'm not sure what state this was that you're mentioning about this fundraiser, but there's very little cost to adopt a child from foster care.
That's a good thing. National Foster Care Month is next month, is May, is that correct?
Correct. And we're here to raise some awareness about that need. There is over 400,000 kids in foster care across the United States, and over 100,000 of them are actually available for adoption. So the need is there. We need more families to step forward to be foster parents and even adoptive parents for our waiting kids.
What's the qualifications to become a foster parent?
Well, to be a foster parent, one of the first things we ask families to do is to go through the training. There's a training process for all of our families. They also have to do the background checks and clearances and fingerprints. Of course, we want to be sure that our kids are in safe home environments. You get the references done as well, and you do a full home study where we speak with everyone in that home and go through that entire process to be able to determine how many children, what age of children, what types of needs you'd be able to parent. So we go through that entire process. But there are people who think you have to be married to qualify as a foster parent, or mm-hmm. you have to be rich, or you have to own your own home. All of those things are myths.
Can men adopt on their own? Can men foster children and then adopt on their own?
Yeah, we've had single parents, single women, and single men foster and adopt kids as well. So you don't have to be married to be a foster parent. We have widowers who do the same.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what the average support, this group that you represent, Bethany Christian Services, is involved in trying to bring people around to understanding how easy this is, how much the need is. What is the basic focus other than trying to help people get into this program?
Well, it's definitely not easy. I'm going to say that being a foster parent is not easy. It's rewarding, but it's not an easy thing. But it is something that, again, we're just trying to raise the awareness and hopefully recruit more families who would be willing to open up their hearts and their homes to waiting kids. But we want to say thank you this first Sunday in May to the foster mothers out there who have done that, who have sacrificed so much and given so much of themselves to our waiting kids. And we want to do the same in June for Foster Father's Day, the first Sunday in June.
All right, so then you'll come back again and we'll do that. So not doing it on actual Mother's Day, but having a day of your own for foster mothers, I don't think this has ever been done before. It sounds new to me, is it?
It has actually been done before. About 8 years ago, Foster Care Council out in L.A. had started this, but it's only focused in L.A. So we're trying to bring a national awareness to this as well.
All right, put something to rest for me, would you please, Kimberly? The idea that a foster child usually comes from a bad home, they may be troubled themselves. It's my understanding that it's not. I was a teacher, and I remember getting involved in this, and I thought it was really pretty horrible that there was this reputation. It's not true at all, is it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that our kids have that reputation when the truth is they have been victims of abuse and neglect. So they're not necessarily bad or troubled kids, but they've been removed from their families because of abuse. So our kids need to be able to be in a safe environment where they can heal from their hurts. And our foster parents do that, and we thank them for that.
So these are mostly domestic adoptions. These children are available, American kids, not necessarily from other countries.
Yep, this is focusing on children in the United States.
It is. Okay, so here's where you go to get more information about the fostering program that Bethany does and Mother's Day this weekend, Foster Mother's Day this Sunday. Go to bethany.org, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, bethany.org. Kimberly Offner, thank you for being here. Good day.
We'll be right back. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Strength of voice. I thought she was a nothing from nowhere and really a nobody, even though she's been popular. But I find her voice has a quality to it for the size of her.
Think about the length of her career, too. Yeah. I mean, most people come and go, right? She and Britney Spears came out at the same time, which was the late 90s or, you know, early 2000s when they were in their heyday. And before that, she was on the Mickey Mouse Club. So, I mean, this is somebody who's been performing since she was a child. And longevity.
Use this to jump back for a moment. Somebody just sent me a note and wanted to have that email address for the National Fosters Group from Bethany. Mm-hmm. It's Bethany.org, BETHANY.org. Also, the story of Ken and Wanda Bass came into my purview. They were a couple, got divorced about 15 years ago. They were married for 15 years. And they, well, you know, they realized for the sake of the children they needed to get along. They did talk, but they oftentimes argued about the children. The same thing that all parents who get divorced kind of argue about. But eventually, they wanted to turn a page in their parental relationship. They had two sons, and now one son's 15, the other one's 22. So, I don't know if you call this co-parenting, I suppose it is. They decided they didn't have to be friends, but they needed to cooperate in order for the children to grow up in a healthy environment. Wanda Bass and her husband Ken did something that was smart. And Wanda because she was not really in communication with her husband, decided to reestablish communication by sending him a card. It was a post-divorce olive branch, as described by her. She couldn't find him in the store. And by the way, he was looking for the same sort of thing, interesting synchronicity, to send a Mother's Day card to her as his ex-wife. So what they did was get together and create a card line, a new line of cards that is aimed at helping ex-spouses communicate with each other, which I think is kind of a cool thing. It isn't just for them. They had friends that were using it, that sort of thing. And so if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about it, you can go to the article that I'm looking at referencing the Huffington Post. All right, so Mother and Father's Day cards for people who are no longer on the same wavelength, shall we say. All right, let's, as long as we're in our musical spot here, pay attention to the video of the day today from Avbite, the YouTube channel Avbite. The internet is down, the musical.
Everything I do, yeah, I do.
You got to see this, but here's some music. All the time, Jennifer. The internet is down. The internet is down. We make a musical out of this. This is really clever, I think, don't you?
Internet, yeah.
Without my screens. All right, so check out the video of the day. It just gives you an overview of this new musical called The Internet.
The internet is down.
The internet is down.
It's a horror show.
20 and a half the hour here on Good Day.
The internet is down.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. The night you move, the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Same people around. My friend Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, both here in the den of tranquility and serenity.
And tranquilizers.
And tranquilizers, yeah. A story of a policeman, I was just telling Jennifer, who was convicted of molesting children, was arrested himself. He was tried and convicted of working over young girls. He brought in a drink. It was poisonous when the court read his verdict and sentenced him. He was actually convicted on a couple of different counts. And so he brought in, this is like a Bill Cosby story in a manner of speaking. He started drinking something from his vitamin bottle. And then he fell down on the floor and they tried to resuscitate him. They put him in an ambulance. They brought him to the hospital for treatment. he's going to get two life sentences. So he just decided, okay.
Down the hatch, right?
Finish it off right now. Goodbye. See you later. But it really, the world is crazy. People who do this stuff by definition are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, molestation, that kind of stuff. And then to follow it up with, well, how do people get that nuts, though? I think that's amazing. Here's another one. The story of Dennis Murphy, who's a pilot for JetBlue, drunk, flying the plane from JFK to Orlando, and
this
then back again.
And he flew, a stereotype.
It wasn't one way. He went down and came back again.
Right.
And he was drunk.
But there's a stereotype about how pilots are always drunk. And you would think that at some point in this day and age that there would be a test for that. But they didn't find out that this guy was drunk until the co-pilot said, he's getting schnockered drinking out of an unidentifiable
cup. He was drinking while he was flying the plane. He was drinking. So when he got off the plane, he had a .11. What's .08? You're drunk, right?
I think it's even less than that, isn't it?
He blamed it on his chewing gum.
My chewing gum is called vodka. Vodka Fresh.
God. How in the world?
Whew. It's a great excuse, though.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk. It's just my gum. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm flying no oxygen in the cockpit. I'm... Had a good drink for
a long time.
Scary,
though. I mean, I wonder, this has got to happen. This is not the only time. This has to happen.
And these guys are laying over in various cities. Most half the flights are flown by pilots who are not at home. They aren't starting from home. They're on 3-4 day trips. So more often than not, the pilot that is in the cockpit has been overnighted in some hotel someplace. And what do? Why they're there. If they have more than 8 hours, whew. John McCain in the news today. I was kind of pleased to see this because he's been one of these people who seems to support the military-industrial complex at any for anything under any circumstances. He has slammed this new proposal. Remember, I was talking last week about the F-35, which is a project the Air Force started in 2001. They still haven't finished the program. Now, the Air Force, and I'm not even sure the Air Force wanted, this is a Pentagon. You know, there's a difference between the Pentagon, which is the seat of the Defense Department, and the individual, whether it's the Navy or the Air Force or the Marines or the Army. So they operate separately, and the Pentagon is where all the offices are. So McCain, who is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, slammed the project. They're supposed to be buying 2,500 weapons for the F-35s. It's cost the Pentagon $400 billion.
What?
Dollars.
With a B.
With a B. And it needs another $8 to $12 billion next year. How is this? This is over. Listen to this. It started in 2001, so do the math. Mm-hmm. How much of the Pentagon budget? That's 15 years, right? 15 into 40 is 3, so that's $30+ billion a year.
Wow.
And the Pentagon budget is $700 billion. So,
you know, it was interesting watching Trump. Did you see Trump give his foreign policy speech?
I heard some of the outtakes. I did not see it.
It was interesting to hear him talk about the stuff, Dougie, that you have talked about with me and on this program for the last...
The waste, fraud, corruption.
He goes, you know, we spend so much on our military, yet our military is being outplayed. We don't have the most modern equipment. Most of the stuff we're using is older than the people in this room. So where does all this money go? I mean, you bring up a number that we can't even conceive, like $400 billion. And where is it going to go? Is that going to line somebody's pocket?
Sure, of course it is.
Are we
going to actually ever use? The military-industrial complex. That's what it is.
Are we ever going to use this equipment? I mean, that's the question. And he did a good job of pointing out, like, hey, we need to modernize the military. We need to give them supplies, but we can do it in a way that's more cost-effective than what we're doing now. It's nuts. Yeah,
it is nuts. It's crazy. Also, interesting in the McCain corner, the story of a fundraiser and her boyfriend who were arrested after police found a meth lab in their home in Arizona. Emily Pitha and Christopher Hustrid, taken into custody yesterday after authorities searched their home, found LSD, heroin, and meth. They also found a lot of money. It was fake, however. So the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said they were tipped off that these chemists were getting a package from the Netherlands with pure meth, enough to make thousands of cut-down doses. It seems that in her life before becoming a drug producer and dealer, she was a staffer for John McCain and John Kyle, and worked also for Senator Jeff Flake. She's been an independent consultant for a company that raises money for Republicans, including the reelection campaign of John McCain. She worked in 2008 as a campaign manager I guess it was McCain. No, didn't McCain run for president? When did president? When? It was 2004.
McCain ran in 2000. I think he ran in 2004 and he ran in 2008.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was an organizer for him in 2008. And then she became a... So does that discredit... the reason the story shows up with any... I mean, how many people... There's meth labs all over the place and people doing this kind of stuff all the time. So the only reason it gets any attention is because she used to work for McCain. Is that fair? Fair game, I suppose.
Probably. I mean, it's right? Knowledge out there, yeah.
Yeah. They're in custody in jail on a $20,000 bond each. They have two children. One's 5 and the other's 10. And the children wander around the house. They could easily get into that stuff themselves, right? It would seem. Anyway, why would people... I ask the question. Why do people do any of the crazy stuff that they do?
You know how dangerous it is to build that stuff in your house? I mean, you blow everything up. It's crazy.
All I can remember is seeing Breaking Bad a couple of times on an airplane and seeing how they went through that to cook that stuff up. And it just
Of it, we can't buy cold medicine at the drugstore anymore because that's what they're using.
Yeah. Good God. 42 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucell. Genucell is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucell. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety
Association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
All right, we're floating a program here at Good Day, the program of Promposal.
Yeah.
There's a story that we're carrying at DougStefan.com about the whole mechanism. How do you do this? And we've talked about it a couple times on the air, how much cash it costs. There's some high schoolers who are spending $1,000 to guarantee.
Crazy.
That it doesn't become an emotional catastrophe for the children taking on new life. So this is, I mean, how out of control is this? An Arizona teenager who booked his girlfriend a trip to Hawaii as part of the prom invitation to celebrate their ninth dance. So if you stay with me and dance nine dances, I'll bring you to Hawaii. Oh,
I wouldn't say no to that.
I know. I'd be like, sign me up.
And Tempe,
great lesson,
Arizona.
To teach your kid, by the way, for bribes and stuff. That's awesome.
His girlfriend's name is Annalisa Wilfer. He gifted her the trip. He created a Twitter poll to find the perfect destination for his girlfriend. They've been dating for 3.5 years. I had a job when I was in high school, and I did have that kind of money. I had, I don't know, maybe $300-$400. I don't remember having $1,000 at any point in time until after I got out of college. I don't think about it, but no, you can $300 or $400. But we just took somebody to the prom, and that was it. Do you know there are 18,000 American high school proms that are scheduled in the next 3 weeks?
It's prom season.
18,000.
You know, Dougie, I think this would be a good opportunity for us to use social media here, because I know there are 1,000 parents out there listening right now who are going, oh my gosh, I have to help my kid with their promposal. So I think we should go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and give us your story. Has your kid done a promposal before? Because other parents might need the idea.
Okay, good idea. You're going to take care of that?
I'll take care of that.
Yeah. Do we get pictures? Go to Instagram.com/Good Day Show and send us pictures of the outfits that your children are wearing. Are you going
to tag us? You can tag us on Instagram at Good Day Show.
Yeah. So the Men's Warehouse says that this is the busiest time because of the sales and rentals of prom paraphernalia. You're wearing the white jackets and tux pants and that kind of stuff. I never do. I just put on a... I'm trying to remember what I wore to the prom. I think I had a tie on.
Probably knowing you, corduroy and maybe a suede jacket or a turtleneck.
Yeah. Very sweet.
Something nice.
No, I didn't do that.
Shake
that
the manure off your shoes and we're good to go.
All right, enough of that. 11 minutes before the hour here on Good Day. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Stefan, this is Tech Talk time. Victoria and I focusing on some important things that affect you as far as technology. How many people live in a state where texting is banned? Public service campaigns trying to get you to not text. I think there's one. Is it New York where it can wait? Is that the campaign in New York, Victoria?
That's a national campaign, but it's illegal in New Jersey, and it's illegal in New York to text while you're driving.
Right. Now, I see a lot of people doing this while I drive. A lot of people using Facebook, Snapchat, taking selfies while they drive. The increase in road fatalities because of this up 8% in the past year, because people are driving more and texting more and using their mobile devices more. There are the laws, but the laws don't make any difference. It's educating people. Laws do nothing except annoy people. It is much better if you educate yourself or think about it. And I think about it in terms of being selfish or not being selfish. If you are so fixated on yourself, you don't care about anybody else on the road or anybody else in life, then you'll do this. If you have a modicum of respect or interest in your fellow man when you're on the road together, you won't do it. And I say this, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I oftentimes, not too much texting, but I'm on the phone a lot when I drive. As a matter of fact, it drives Meredith crazy when we're together and I drive, and she is saying, no, I want to drive. And I said, no, I'll drive, it'll be fine. And, you know, I might miss a turn or hit a curb or some
hit a
thing.
Curb?
Well, once in a while, I'm really, if I'm into something with somebody, I can drive. I remember, because I've driven across the country about 28 times in the last 14, 15 years, and I'd go for hours. Charlotte and I would drive across the country to get from L.A. to Boston and back again, and I'd be on the phone for hours, and I wouldn't remember anything about the road. Nothing. Not a thing. And I don't even remember watching the road or the cars around me. Nothing. And so that sort of thing has to lead to a problem sooner or later.
So, yeah, you think?
Yeah. So anyway, there's this study showing how much people, with the sharp rise in road fatalities with texting and stuff, something to keep in mind. There's a new campaign to prevent gun violence. The Brady campaign has been around for a while, but they put together a new public service announcement, Victoria, about a new kind of technology. Listen to this public service announcement called, this is a 0 minutes of fame focus, that's what it is.
The Brady Campaign, America's leading organization dedicated to the reduction of gun deaths, created a plugin that enables you to eradicate the killer's name from your online experience. It also replaces their image with something that truly deserves our attention. Victims. The plugin affects every major news site and even the links that appear in Google search. By downloading the plugin, you are actively helping stop the next copycat killing. And you can add your name to a petition for networks to cease showing the killer's names and images across media channels. We're doing everything we can to eradicate mass shootings, and you can help by turning these killers' 15 minutes of fame to zero.
What do you think?
It's a super easy plugin. You go to zerominutesoffame.com and you just click the download and you don't have to do anything else. It's really great. And I agree. I mean, I've done some work with the Brady campaign, and Dan Gross, who's the president, is really out there trying to raise awareness. And they have 30% of mass shootings and 22% of school shootings are copycat crimes.
Yep.
And that's a scary
statistic. They want to be, everybody knows who I am. I think, and I said this earlier, there ought to be a law. Congress passes lots of stupid, meaningless laws. And instead of making this sort of voluntary, this would be, as far as I'm concerned, a step forward to keep their names from being from becoming famous. Pass law. You can't use a person's name.
And the image doesn't pictures. Come up either.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No
yeah,
image.
It's great.
None whatsoever. All right. Apple stock gone down because foolish people are panicking. Don't sell your stock in Apple, folks. That's the dumbest thing.
If I owned Apple stock, I would never sell it.
No.
It would have to be an apocalypse.
This would be a good time to buy it, actually.
Yeah, totally.
Because they're off a little bit with their sales. Come on. 59 past the hour. This is a good day. Hello. Goodbye.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.